Mark Tremonti. My Lord, man. Let's run down Creed, Alter Bridge. You've got Tremonti itself, and now you got something special coming out, which we're going to get to. My first question, though, is how often are you still getting asked about, hey, is Creed getting back together? And how annoying does that get for you?
It's always the last question in the interview. Usually
that's why I figured I'd get it out of the way first.
Yeah. For you. Yeah. It's usually like, hey, I'd be remiss to not ask you if Creed's getting back together every interview, but it's all good. You know, that's part of my legacy.
Now with Alter Bridge, you guys also get a little side stuff because of wrestling fans with WWE superstar Edge using Metal Lingus. Now he's got a new song that is also you guys.
Absolutely. And it really moves the needle for us. You know, as soon as he starts using the new song, now that's the top stream song. So it really helps us.
That's got to feel pretty cool though.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And now also another thing is you have your own line of guitars with Paul Reed Smith Guitars. Mm-hmm. You picked up your first guitar, I think at 11, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What would 11-year-old Mark Tremonti picking up his guitar for the very first time think about now having his own signature guitar that another 11-year-old might be picking up for the first time?
I would lose my mind. You know, if I could look into a crystal ball and I was just joking with Miles about this the other day about how we get all these great guitars and we wish we'd go back and hand them to our younger selves because we would appreciate it so much more. And not that we don't now, but, you know, we were working crappy day jobs, you know, mowing yards and doing whatever we could to buy the $200 guitars back then.
And now you got your own.
Yes.
Now, I've read in previous interviews, you've talked about how you're not necessarily comfortable being a lead guy, like a front man, a singer, mm-hmm. the lead singer in a band. But now you got something new that's coming out where it is all you singing. Tell everybody about this special project.
Yeah, so I partnered up with the surviving members of Frank Sinatra's touring band to do a record of Frank Sinatra covers and to raise money for Down syndrome. So it's coming out May 27th, and I couldn't be happier about it.
And how did you were you able to get the surviving members of his orchestra in this?
So I was obsessed. I've always been a huge fan of Sinatra, and about for the past 3 years, I've been really obsessed with singing like Frank Sinatra. And then I didn't know what I was going to do with it. And then once we got the diagnosis that my daughter had Down syndrome, I reached out to my manager and said, I want to do a record and do it for charity and kind of turn into my new purpose. And he told me that his guitar teacher growing up was Dan McIntyre, who was the touring guitar player for Frank Sinatra's band.
Wow.
I was like, what a crazy coincidence. So he hooked him up with Mike Smith, who's Frank Sinatra's band leader, and he organized all the guys. And that was, you know, the toughest part was getting the Sinatra estate to approve this project, you know, because they don't do that very often. That's like Tony Bennett, Michael Bublé stuff. So we got the approvals and got the band. And I think because we brought the band to the table, that was one of the reasons why we got the approvals to begin.
Yeah, because something like that, when we got this rock guy that wants to cover Sinatra, they're probably very protective of his legacy. And
they'd say no every time almost. Yeah.
Yeah. And meanwhile, here you are knocking out of the park. We've checked out some of the stuff and my God, you sound like him.
Well, thank you very much. I worked very hard at it.
Now, it's coming out May 27th. Explain the charity, because all the proceeds are going to the National Down Syndrome Society charity. Explain this.
Yes. So, like I said, my daughter has Down syndrome, so I wanted to partner up with the biggest organization in the country to raise money for folks and families with folks with Down syndrome. And the bigger picture is I wanted to start an organization called Take a Chance for Charity that challenges other folks with platforms, whether it be a actor, an athlete, a radio host, to take a chance for charity by doing something their fan base would not see coming, something completely different and out of the box for them. So we've already got a whole bunch of people that are interested in doing the project, but I'm talking, you know, a football player singing a country song or a magician painting a painting, whatever it is, something different.
Yeah. And I mean, history, one of the greatest guitar players of this generation. Here you are doing Frank Sinatra.
It's, you know, that's the whole point, you know, do something that people would be like, what is he doing? You know,
what?
You know, and we're doing it all for, and when people do this, they don't have to be worried about it being strange because you're doing it for charity. You know, it's something, if you're doing something for charity, you can do whatever you want, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the get out of jail free card for the artist who has something else that they really love doing, but they think their fan base wouldn't be open-minded to it.
How difficult was it for you to do these songs?
Well, it was a lot of work for me to practice these songs, but I had fun every second. So I don't know if it was difficult. It was very enjoyable. It was a difficult mountain to climb to get this project to where it is now, between all the logistics and all the timing and all the planning. But I practiced this because, you know, I got the time because my son plays soccer and he got picked up by two teams during COVID. The parents couldn't get on the field. So I spend 3 hours in the car practicing singing Sinatra tunes, and I would drive 45 minutes back and forth singing on the way to and from.
Nice.
So sometimes I'd have over 4 hours a day practicing Sinatra songs, getting ready for this project. So I was very well rehearsed.
And do you have any plans of maybe doing some shows with the orchestra?
Yeah, the first show's already sold out. You know, nice. We have May 14th is the very first show we're going to do. And then we're going to plan some shows, hopefully this summer, early fall. And then we've even talked about when I go over on tour with Alter Bridge to Europe this winter, maybe staying over there for an extra week and doing some shows. You know, very with this cool project, I can do pockets of shows here and there. It doesn't need to be 3 months in a row. Just do special events throughout the years.
Very cool. So Tremonti Sings Sinatra. Tell everybody again when it's coming out, about the charity, the website, and everything. One last time.
It's May 27th. It's called Tremonti Sings Sinatra. If you go to TremontiSingsSinatra.com, all the info is there. So you can buy the records. You can buy shirts, merchandise that says, you know, I took a chance for charity on it. Or you can also hit the donate now button. Just put cash in towards NDSS. And then it'll tell you how to take a chance for charity yourself, or to get how to ask your favorite artist to do it, and grab the links from our site to help out.
Very cool. Mark Tremonti, thanks for coming on and talking with us. And
thank
good
you
luck with this project.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, man.
You too, man. Take care. Bye-bye.